The largest survey of Australia's community services sector has revealed that frontline agencies are under increasing pressure, with many being forced to turn people away. The annual review by the Australian Council of Social Services found that homeless, mental health and legal service providers cannot keep up with the demand, and increasingly, those missing out are young people. Service providers insist the findings are yet more evidence that welfare payments such as Newstart are too low. Reporter Katie Heyman has more.
There are more than 2 million Australians living in poverty. That number is so high, it completely dwarfs the ability of social services to meet the demands placed upon them. The Australian Council of Social Services annual survey of community service providers released today extensively documents these challenges. It found that across the board, welfare agencies are struggling and in many instances turning vulnerable people away. Dr. Tessa Boyd-Kane is ACOS's Deputy CEO.
When we think about who it is that housing and homelessness services are turning away, we know that up to 60% of their client group are women, up to 40% of them are sole parents. So these are families with dependent children who are not able to get the support they need in terms of housing and homelessness. We also know that a fifth of their client group are people with disabilities who are trying to survive in the community.
Dr. Boyd-Kane says while the National Disability Insurance Scheme is a welcome development, it won't necessarily help disabled people without a roof over their head.
Now, while the Disability Care Australia will provide care and support needs, it's not itself a reform that will help people get out of poverty. It's not itself a reform that will address housing and homelessness needs, which are very pressing for people with disability.
Welfare service providers say the increase in demand is largely explained by the government's refusal to increase allowances such as Newstart, which at its base level offers unemployed people just $35 a day. It's something Pastor Marty Beckett from Christ Mission Possible knows only too well. He spoke to the ABC's Four Corners program.
People come here to get a good brekkie, good wholesome brekkie in the mornings, kickstart their day, and a lot of homeless people as well. People who generally can't afford a home on Newstart or whatever, and they're actually sleeping rough on the streets. It is growing. Unfortunately, I always say to people it would be great to put ourselves out of a job. I don't see it happening soon, though, unfortunately. It's getting worse.
The ACOS survey found youth services are also under significant strain, with providers reporting an 8% increase in the number of people being turned away. Ray Riatica is the Acting Executive Director of the Australian Youth Affairs Coalition. He says young people are particularly vulnerable because those under the age of 22 aren't eligible for Newstart.
For young people who are forced to live on youth allowance, it's $29 a day, which is even lower. So both of these are well below the poverty line and haven't kept up with, you know, the rising costs that everyone faces. And so these are the young people who are going to services to try and get that additional support and help them through this situation.
Providers of legal services say they are also overwhelmed by requests for advice and assistance, with one in five people seeking help turned away. The spokesperson for Community Law Australia, Carolyn Bond, says in some ways the growth in demand for legal services is a positive development.
There's a crucial lack of funding for community legal centres. We think that they actually need double the amount of federal funding they get now to operate properly. But we are also seeing an increase in some ways because people are more aware of their rights. For example, in some states, law changes mean that there's more women coming forward with family violence, for example.
But Ms. Bond says people who understand and seek to defend their legal rights need to be better supported.
There are a lot of people who have problems such as elder abuse, being pushed into signing contracts for families, people who've got rights, for example, against insurance companies that aren't paying up after a flood or a fire, and these family violence issues. And we're actually going to see people discouraged from coming forward with these sorts of problems.
Carolyn Bond from Community Law Australia speaking there to Katie Heyman. And you can learn more about the struggle faced by people living in poverty on tonight's Four Corners programme.